MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Your eBay store isn't just a one-room general store with categories. It becomes a department store. So here now to tell us how to make the most of your store categories is Gladys Ramos. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller antiques underscore the letter R underscore great. So that's antiques are great with underscores between antiques and the letter R and then the letter R and great. Gladys, why are store categories so important?
Hey, Griff, how are you guys today?
Doing good.
store categories are important for several reasons. A, you don't want to come, you know, you don't want a buyer to come to your store, you know, to shop and you have, you know, 5,000 items all in the default category of other, you know, because that's a unshoppable. You know, the poor buyer is going to have to sift through pages and pages of what it is you have just in order to be able to see what else they might or might not buy, you know. It's all for the buyer's experience, actually. You know, you don't want to have that many items all in just one category. It's just, that's just, it pains me to see how many stores and high volume sellers have everything in one category. It just,
how about subcategories? Do we need them?
Yes, subcategories are really good. You know, this is what I tell my clients when I'm helping them set up their stores is, you know, think of when you go to Target or Walmart or whatever, you know, you go into the store and everything's separated by departments, right? So that's your top level category, okay, the department. And then within that department, you have all the aisles, you know, the different aisles. And those are your subcategories, you know? And that's, you know, they're all, it's all structured. So your categories should be, you know, structured in a way where it makes sense. It's easy for a buyer to browse your store and find your things. You don't want to have a buyer trying to guess where you put, you know, this widget or where you put that widget. You know, they should be able to just navigate your store naturally.
Let me ask you a question. Because I'm running into this because when I first started out years ago, when I sold a few things years ago, it was clothing items with the eBay Radio logo on them. I sold 6 or 7 things years and years ago. Now that I'm trying to do it seriously, I notice that, okay, I find something I want to sell and I've got it in front of me, I'm taking the pictures, and I don't have a category for it yet. Okay? Mm-hmm. So what I've been doing is stopping down and going to my store and changing the categories. Is there an easier way to do this? It's not on the seller form, right?
No, it's not on the seller form.
Okay.
You have to go in the back end of your store.
So you do have to go in the back end. Okay. Yes. Just, Griff, that would be a nice thing if we could do it from the seller form. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I do, I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sort of like Pinterest does when you create a, you know, want to pin something and you don't have a board for it and
right.
You just create the board right then and there. Yeah, that would be awesome.
So create the category in the cell flow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That would
yeah.
be
great
so
idea.
Much easier.
Write that down, Griff.
Oh, my God, I came up with an idea that he's taking back to eBay. I'm very excited.
It's
here,
a red
Gladys.
Letter. It's a red letter.
It's a
decade.
Red letter decade for me. Yes, exactly.
Since I ignore every suggestion she makes normally.
So Gladys, so we're so excited to be able to talk to you because I see you all over the place. People are asking you your advice all the time. Tell us, do you use any eBay tools that we might be interested in?
Besides, you know. Selling Manager Pro?
Mm-hmm.
No. Just Selling Manager Pro, Promotions Manager, the Markdown Manager. That's about it.
By the way, we're having a webinar tomorrow about Promotions Manager. So if you haven't signed up yet, you should go sign up.
I already did.
Yeah, well, I know you did. I'm just talking about the rest of the other smart people out there who might not have. It's going to be an interesting webinar. I use the store categories sometimes. I try to experiment with them. And one of the things that I've done in the past is if I've had clearance merchandise, I know you can put an item into two store categories. So I'll create a temporary category called clearance and then go in and edit those in bulk, the ones that I want to put on clearance. And maybe I've used Markdown Manager in the past. Today, I'd probably use Promotion Manager. And then move them, you know, add them to that category. And then when they're all sold, I, you know, cancel everything out. Is that a smart way to use categories?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want to be, you know, you can create, you know, special categories, you know, for the purposes of your buyers, you know. I know Catherine Terrell, she's really good at creating categories for seasonal ones like, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day. You know, all of your categories get picked up by Google. It's another reason why they're important. So, you know, she's usually ranking high for those types of boards because, you know, she's putting it right on there, you know, Mother's Day gifts. You know, and when people go into Google to search Mother's Day gifts, well, who's coming up? She's coming up. So in anything you put in there, just remember that all of this is getting picked up by Google and it'll help you rank. You may not rank number one for your listing, but you can certainly rank number one for your category. So that's why, you know, store categories are really important that you use the right keywords in there and not just like generic little terms. You know, you want to make sure that keywords you're using are the most searchable terms that are out there for that category.
So you're not talking just about the item title. You're talking about naming the store category with the right keywords?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can, you know, again, when I'm working with clients, I see the first thing I see is either they're not using categories or they have, you know, 200 categories that are doing absolutely nothing for them in terms of Google search because they're just putting pants, mug, you know, clothes, shoes. Well, that's not telling Google enough information.
So what should you put if you're selling a mug, if you're selling mugs?
Or shoes or clothes. I want to know.
Well, if you're selling, you know, clothes, well, what kind of clothes are you selling? Are they women's clothes? Are they men's clothes? And then you want to use your subcategories, you know, to further break down and let Google know exactly what your store is about. So, you know, do you have dress shirts? You have, you know, Hawaiian shirts? You have casual shirts?
So those should all be in their own categories, what you're saying. So you would have one for shoes. You would have one for shirts. And then under that would be Hawaiian, dress shirts.
Well, if you're doing, let's say we're doing men's shirts, right, men's clothing. So the top category would be men's clothing. And then the subcategories under there would be Hawaiian shirt, casual shirts, you know, jeans, blazers and jackets, you know, stuff like that.
This makes sense. Now I've got an idea.
Well, you've got to think of the department stores. When you go into Macy's, they have, you know, the men's department. And within the men's department, they have, you know, where you find your jeans, they have where you find your ties, where, you know, they have all these aisles, right? Mm-hmm. And each aisle has its designated, you know, area, you know, I can't speak today. It's designated category, it's, you know, clothing type. Same thing with your store categories, except yours are, you know, online and not, you know, department store.
I know what I'll be doing tonight, Lee. And it's not too exciting, but I think it might be very helpful.
Before you do that, this is what I tell everybody I work with. Map them out on paper first, okay? Because
yes.
This is going to save you time. Map up, you know, your first top-level category, then your subcategories, and then just go do a search, you know, on Google's Keyword Planner and see which search terms rank higher than others. Because, you know, pajamas might not rank as high as lingerie, you know, or might not rank as high as nightgown, you know. So you want to make sure you're using the right keywords for your items.
Makes sense.
So for those people who are having a hard time finding their store categories, where can you find your store categories to add or to edit them?
You go into Manage My Store.
Which is down at the...
It's in two places.
If you're using the Selling Manager...
If you're using Selling Manager, you can go to the left-hand navigation. There's a link for Manage My Store. If you're using the new store format, which I advise you do, it's very cool. There's always, if you're logged in, there's always a button in the right-hand top of your banner that says Manage My Store, which will take you right there.
Thank you. Thank you, because I have been doing it, the one in the bottom left-hand corner.
Yeah.
Doesn't always do what I want it to do.
Well, it sometimes takes you to, it doesn't take you to, it takes
no,
you someplace else.
No, what you said takes me to the right place, Manage My Store. I think eBay should do something about that one on the bottom left.
We're going to, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Nag, nag, nag.
You know, we should have a special segment on here. Lee nags. And everybody
can...
Everybody,
isn't that every segment?
It's a special one. And people like Gladys and other people can send me in their nags, and then I'll do it.
Yeah, but that's
why... And you know what? I'll do it in a character voice. I'll do it like, Griff, how many times have I told you over and over again not to put the Manage My Store on the bottom with no link?
I'm not so sure I'm liking this.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I just know who's going to be the brunt of all the nags.
Well, of course.
Yeah, me.
You're the naggy. I'm the nagor.
Gladys,
thank you so much.
This segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Up next, Coach Jack's debut right here on eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Sometimes it becomes clear when you're product sourcing that you need to fish in a new pond. BidOnFusion.com is looking for those few savvy power sellers who recognize a great new fishing opportunity when they see one. BidOnFusion.com is America's largest wholesale resource for bulk closeout lots from major retailers such as Walmart and Home Depot, along with customer returns and overstocked inventory. BidOnFusion has the widest variety of goods available to eBay sellers. You'll find great new inventory auctions going for pennies on the dollar against full retail. Historically available to only large-scale liquidators. Choose from appliances, general merchandise, power tools, home entertainment, building materials, home improvement lots, and more, all bundled into premium pallets. We constantly offer new inventory every day. Check us out often. Go to BidOnFusion.com. There's some big fish waiting.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself.
Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. Worthpoint. Find it. Value it. Price it.